Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief,
is the WWE planning a new opponent for Edge's return?
And are the New Day joining Marcus Fenix to fight some Locust Scum? But first, was Kurt Angle headed back to Impact Wrestling? Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? Well, PW Insider is reporting that Impact Wrestling has been making waves lately, signing a bunch of free agents, really making the moves to really reestablish themselves as a promotion worth paying attention to. They apparently made a pitch to bring on Kurt Angle, bring him back to the promotion. That's what PW Insider says. Quote, at one point, there was a strong pitch made by Impact Wrestling to bring Angle in with the idea that he would return at Bound for Glory, but for whatever reason, the talks faltered. So, of course, Angle, WWE Hall of Famer, was released by WWE in April. I believe he's doing the producing work backstage.
Yeah.
However, PW Insider is reporting that Angle is scheduled to appear at Sunday's Survivor Series pay-per-view.
That's sort of bearing the lead there, isn't it? Like, the big, oh, hey, Impact offered him a role. By the way, he's supposed to be appearing at Survivor Series on Sunday.
The story is reversed. The story is Angle's going to be a Survivor Series. Oh. Buried at the bottom of that story is that Impact made a pitch to bring him back.
Okay. I like it. That's cool. Impact is probably the promotion that it would be interesting to see where they would be at with fans. They obviously, because of what's going on in the world, have no fans. They've never tried to run fans with COVID. They've actually handled COVID pretty well in terms of trying to keep the wrestlers safe. Mm-hmm. They have at least a couple contracts coming up in December, including Ethan Page, and he might be in demand. I mean, he's made a number one. He's gotten himself into amazing shape.
Yeah.
He has a really strong social media presence. And I think he's made a really strong case for him to go any number of places.
Yep.
It's a shame, though, that we don't get to experience this iteration of Impact. And I honestly do think that they have successfully shed the TNA stigma. I think they've shed it so much that they've been able to come back around and re-embrace the happier times of TNA. I mean, they've got Moose running around with the TNA World Heavyweight Championship, or at least they did. So it'd be interesting to see what kind of crowds they'd be able to draw, what those crowds would look like, what kind of energy that would give their stories, because they're full of steam ahead with their stories. They're putting out some pretty decent stuff. Having Kurt Angle come back, that'd be another good way to generate some buzz. They had The Rock do a cameo video for Ken Shamrock's Hall of Fame induction. That was really cool. Impact is I love that it's a viable alternative for people to go, you know, actually make some money with checks that are clearing now.
And
get some TV exposure. That's kind of a big deal too.
Yeah. And Kurt said one of the reasons, or maybe the primary reason, that
I lost you. I had you and I lost you.
He actually ended up retiring was because he frozen too.
Hey, can you go back to when you said Kurt said one of the primary reasons?
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. I believe one of the reasons that Kurt decided to retire was that, you know, his body is taking a lot.
Yeah.
If he didn't feel like he could put forth quality performance that he wanted to, then he wasn't going to do anymore. I kind of recall him saying something to that effect. So if he were to return to Impact, I would be surprised if it was in a wrestling capacity.
Yes, yeah,
he would have some sort of on-camera role, I would suspect, just not in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, if you followed up to it, maybe, you know, one big pay-per-view a year or something. I mean, they already have a pretty quality GM figure with Scott DeMore. Scott DeMore. Kurt Angle's name, regardless of what position he'd be taking. It would definitely get people's attention. I think they've probably learned that, you know, you do need a series of, you know, they had all that goodwill from the big Sammy Callahan, Eddie Edwards angle from like, what, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And that really jumped up their ratings. But what they do seem to understand is that you need to have like more buzzworthy moments throughout the year You know, just going, even if you have quality storylines, you need to pop ratings here and there to keep people interested and keep people coming back. So yeah, Kurt Angle would definitely do that. But if he's showing up at Survivor Series in some way, shape, or form, then, you know, that's cool. Maybe he'll be a GM. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, you know, with the Undertaker stuff going down at Survivor Series this year to commemorate, you know, his, you know, supposed seemingly retirement. Mm-hmm. And whatnot. I would not be surprised if we see a whole lot of superstars from WWE's past come to pay their respects to the Undertaker and you know, at some point have like a real kind of ceremony mm-hmm. honoring mm-hmm. his career and legacy.
Mayor Glenn Jacobs, step forward so, and you know, pay your respect.
I believe there has been a good number of people like Savio Vega is supposed to be there.
Yeah, I heard capacity. About that one, yeah.
Godfather, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you'd expect a lot more people possibly to make an appearance.
Speaking of people making appearances, Edge, once he's recovered from his triceps injury, think that he's going to come back to WWE. He's got a couple more matches, I think, on his contract left. And there's speculation, obviously, that he'd have a blow-off match against Randy Orton at Mania 37. Well, that's certainly still in the cards. WrestleVotes reports that WWE has considered a different opponent for the Rated R Superstar at next year's Show of Shows, and they say this. WrestleMania update. Source states that while Edge versus Randy Orton has been the long-standing plan, and it still is at the moment, the idea of Edge versus The Fiend has been discussed a great deal for the show. Further, source states the initial idea came up as names were thrown around as possible opponents for a Wyatt and Bliss team at Mania. Edge and Beth Phoenix were mentioned. Source states both matches are unlikely. Orton versus Edge remains the plan as of now. I will be honest with you. If you have Edge at this point, every match should be a different opponent. I mean, I don't know why they'd. I understand why. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, number one, the Edge Orton stuff is strong. They had one match that was just sort of laborious. And then the greatest wrestling match of all time was probably one of the greatest wrestling matches of this year, anyways.
Yeah, it was really good.
Putting them in front of fans where they belong is probably a smart move. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would really complain. I would probably, if given the option, they came to me and said, Steve, would you rather see? I'd say, yeah, just move on, do something new.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like they're doing some reshuffling with whatever they may have had planned with the WWE title situation because Orton had the belt, mm-hmm. won it at Hell in a Cell, for, I don't know, a couple weeks, not very long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before dropping it back to Drew, you know, and I've seen, you know, a lot of conversation about, well, why have Orton win the belt in the first place? And I guess, you know, if there has been a change of plans, that might explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I understand that there's obviously a third act, a rubber match you kind of need at some point between Edge and Orton. Does that need to happen right away? Debatable. Yeah, you know, maybe save that. Mm-hmm. Maybe save that for Edge's last match or something if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I wouldn't mind if they moved on to something else. Not at all.
There's a lot of great names out there that are potential dream matchups for Edge. And like we saw just with, you know, his triceps injury, nothing's guaranteed. You have a match, there's no guarantee you're going to have another one, you know?
Yep.
So,
yep.
If you really want to give the fans something new, something fresh, something to remember his this run by, maybe, you know, a different name, maybe a Finn Balor, maybe an AJ Styles.
There's WWE has, you know, probably the deepest roster in all of wrestling, so take advantage of it while you can.
Yep, absolutely. Speaking of taking advantage of things, the New Day are taking advantage of opportunities in the video game industry. Larson, what's going on?
So it looks like Power Positivity is headed to the Gears of War universe. Xavier Woods announced today that, quote, after playing Gears of War for years and reading the books, I'm happy to announce that myself, Kofi Kingston, and Big E somehow convinced them to make us playable DLC characters in Gears 5. Says, if you thought getting popped by Nashers got on your nerves, wait until it's us doing it. I haven't played a Gears of War game in a long time, so I'm not exactly sure what that means.
I'm sure you just fake like we did back in the day, man. Fake it till you make it. You got
to
say,
I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to do it anymore, though. That's the thing.
Those Nashers. Oh, really got on my nerves. Yeah, I played it. I played like a small handful of Gears back in the day. It really wasn't my jam, but it was a beautiful looking game. And the renders of the new day as Gears character, that might be like, I might want to step into it now because they look amazing.
The Nasher is a shotgun.
Okay. There you go. If you thought getting popped
Mystery
by
assault.
Okay. Yeah. Man, that's great. That's awesome. Look at us. We're gaming journalists again. Awesome.
No, we never were, Steve.
This is really cool stuff though. I know we just clown around a lot. Same as today. Anyways. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Check out, Gears of War.
The renders look fantastic. Absolutely.
They really
fantastic.
Do. I mean, it's a beautiful looking, it's always been a beautiful mm-hmm. looking game. It really mm-hmm. has been. Like part of me wanted to check it out with Batista involved because he was part of the DLC like last
time. Yeah, it wasn't
time.
That long ago that he was a playable character.
It looks
well.
Great. Yeah, Batista's great. What was his name in What We Do in the Shadows? Doug?
Yeah, something like that. That whole season Daryl. Finale of season one, all the cameos in there were outstanding.
It was amazing. Anyways, that's going to do it for us today at Going In Raw. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. If you are a Friendo Club TV member, at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, today we're going to be power ranking the top Survivor Series teams in history live. So be sure to check your notifications. If you're a Twitch sub, check your Twitch notifications. And if you have not subscribed to Friendo Club TV, $5 on the Patreon, YouTube channel membership, or a Twitch sub will get you there. And you can join us live today, every single Tuesday, 2 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, for what's it called? Power Rank. So
yeah,
thanks
Power
everybody.
Rank. I got something new for Power Rank. So if you want to see something new happening on Power Rank, come on over.
Uh-oh, I like it. All right. Well, there you go. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
New. What is new? Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.